Avos Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud Test 219, and in some Mishnahites it's 212. This is the fifth of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who says, Hevi shakud lilmod Torah, be diligent to study Torah, v'da masha tashiv la'apikoros, and know what to respond to the heretic, v'da lifnei miyata amel, and know before whom you labor, v'ne'eman hu ba'amalachtecha, your employer is reliable, sheyishalem lecha schar pulasecha, to pay you for your labors. So there are three things here, like all the other Talmidim. So the understanding here is that the first of the three things is hevishakud lilmod Torah v'da masha tashiv la'apikoros. Be diligent in your learning of Torah and know what to respond to the apikoros. Now that does sound like two separate things. The truth is that in the early manuscripts, the word v'da isn't even present. So it would read, Hevishakud lilmod Torah masha tashiv lapikoros. Be diligent to learn the Torah what you should respond to lapikoros. That would make it very clearly one thing. But the Meforshim, regardless of whether you have the Veda or not, included is learning this as one thing. So it's saying that you should, let's take the words apart. Shakud is a word that defies English translation, I think. I said diligent. The Shkedia, the almond tree, is the first to blossom. Similarly, in the Torah, when we have the 12 sticks, the staff to show, to confirm Aaron as legitimate, his turns into an almond blossom, the Mepharshim say, because Hashem's quick to carry out his word. Similarly, you have in Yirmiyahu, the almond and so on, almond being so on, the shaked. So shakud means both like diligence, hard work and effort, but also sort of an alacrity to do it soon and early and quick. Okay, so that's make your effort to learn Torah. Now it says, v'da masha tashiv l'apikoros. Know what to respond to the apikoros. So the Mepharshim speak out here, the important thing here is we're not looking for fights. We're not looking to go and prove anything to anybody. But if someone comes to you with a kasha, so then for the sake of preventing Chilul Hashem, you should have at the ready what to respond to them. So in your Talmud Torah, you're learning, you should know what to respond. And of course, in this time, late first century of the Common Era, already the heretics were widespread. Early Christianity was out there. The Stukim were still lingering about a little bit. So there was different people at different kashas, and therefore he's saying to be ready what to respond to them. Now many Rishonim, the Rambam chief amongst them, but others also learn from the Gemara Sanhedrin, Lamed Ches, that we're talking here not about Jewish apikorsim, Jewish heretics, but rather Gentile heretics. Those are the ones you should respond to for the sake of Chil Hashem. But as for a Jew, don't even bother responding at all, because getting engaged with them only makes things worse, kind of adding fuel to the fire, so that you shouldn't bother responding to the apikoros. I'm not sure today if your typical Jew who's sort of distant from Torah would be called an apikoros at all. Much more likely he'd be called a tinok shenishba, like whatever that means. The word apikoros, what does that mean? So the Bartner learns that apikoros, although clearly the idea is for a heretic in general, and I think it's well known the Rambam has different categories of heresy, and apikoros is one of them. Bartner here learns that apikoros is from the word hefker, hefker meaning ownerless, and it means either A, that a person considers the Torah, he's mafkir the Torah, he makes as if the Torah is ownerless, meaning he detaches the Torah from Hashem, or he's mafkir himself, he makes it himself like a free-for-all, meaning he does what he wants, and he sort of doesn't concern himself with the fact that there'll be ultimate recompense, reward and punishment for his actions. Magen Avos, that's the Rashbat, so this is like a 13th century, 14th century really, a late 14th century Jewish philosopher, and here he's a commentator, so he left 1391 from the Balearics to go to Algeria. So he says that apikoros is from Epicurus, the Greek philosopher. Epicurus, the Greek philosopher, lived essentially in the 3rd century BCE, was a materialist, meaning he said the world is made up just of atoms, there's nothing ruchani behind the scenes, there's no God at all, and therefore he also said that the highest goal in life was pleasure. And although he himself happened to have been sort of an advocate of moderation, Epicureanism became like this attitude of life's about the pursuit of pleasure, eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we shall die. And then that became sort of the catch-all for people who have that sort of materialistic, meaning non-spiritual orientation. So that became the word for Epicurus, and that's what we're talking about over here. Interestingly, the Rambam understands that this line about Da Mash Tashal Epicurus is a mandate for a person to investigate philosophical works, so he understands sort of the proof of and the evidence for, argument for the Torah against counterclaims. At all events, the next part of the Mishnah says, V'dalef nemiyata amel, know before whom you labor. So many see this as connected to the previous sentence, meaning once you're going to be involving yourself in the counterclaims of the heretics and knowing what to respond to them, you have to be careful you don't get sucked into their arguments and become a heretic yourself. So be mindful all the time that Hashem is with you, you're working for Hashem, and don't decide that to be sort of dragged into their heresy. Others learn, this stands out on its own, that a person in general, when he's serving Hashem throughout his life, he should be mindful that Hashem is Hashem and Hashem is present, and you certainly can't compare, you know, when you're doing work and the employer is present, that's different than if the employer isn't present. You know, when you work from home, no one's looking, maybe you're a little lax, maybe you cut corners, but if the employer is watching, then of course you're very diligent and focused, so use that sort of mental tool to be diligent in your work, that Hashem is present. And also, of course, if the employer is looking over your shoulder to see what's going on, that would confer a certain chashivut, a certain importance to the job. That's suggesting that what you're doing is very important, therefore the employer is keeping an eye on things, and that's how a person should relate to his own avodas Hashem, the service of Hashem. Now, there is another pshat, which is kind of interesting, which I'm not sure that's a pashup shot of the Mishnah, but somewhere that miyata amel, who is it, before whom are you working? Yourself, as opposed to Hashem, meaning that a person relates to himself as being a soul inside a body. The body is the soul's office to do its job in this world, and you're working here in this world, but for whom are you working? You're working like for your own benefit, to build yourself and make something of yourself, to make yourself attached to Hashem and have nitzchias, have eternity. And therefore, don't lose sight of the fact that you're not doing it for anybody else but your own self, in terms of your own interest, and you're building yourself. And be mindful, therefore, of the godless Adam. You know, like if you know the Madrigas Adam, the Altar of Kelms, Torahs, and so on, that this idea of that know before whom you're working. You're working for the pinnacle of creation, the purpose of creation, you. Okay. The fifth thing he says is, V'ne'eman hu ba'malachtecha she'yishalem l'cha schar pulasecha, which means you can rely on Hashem to give reward for your work. The idea here, of course, is that we're not saying this should be the motivation for why you're working. We already said that back in the beginning of the Masechta, that you should not be like the avadim who serve for the sake of the pras. No, don't do that. So while it's not your motivation, you should know that the reward is there. That's really important for two reasons. The first reason is because there's just a value in knowing the truth. That's an important thing all to itself. You should know Hashem is a mativ. He wants to do good. Justice requires that every good deed should get rewarded. And Hashem stands there ready and will certainly give proper reward. The second thing is sometimes, you know, when you are not so sure you want to go back to learning because there's other interesting things to do, you might need some motivation. At that point, remind yourself, again, there's a reward and it's worth your while and it's your own interest to revert back to your Talmud Torah, your studies, your mitzvahs, your avodas Hashem, because that's where the ultimate reward is at.